In the world of fashion and the dynamic realm of side hustling, having a well-organized social media strategy can be very helpful. If you are trying to post often, if you're trying to post daily or maybe even more frequently, it's really helpful to know like what's coming up and not be in the place of like, oh, I need to post today. What should I post? Like, it's so much better to have a strategy and just to like have everything lined up. And like every day you got to go and just post what's already ready and such. And so the key to managing that effectively, that's what we're going to talk about here today, is a robust social media calendar that keeps your content timely, consistent, and in tune with your brand's voice. And that could be for your business brand or your personal side hustle, whatever it is. We're going to explore some effective methods and tools. I'll give you some specific recommendations that can make this easier. I don't want to say too easy because there still is work involved, but it will make it easier and it will help make sure your content resonates with your audience on all the platforms that you choose to post on. So let's talk about it. We've got a listener question from Sophia. She is a social media manager, but even social media managers are trying to figure this out just because there's so much to do. So let's hear from her. I'll give you my detailed answer in just 30 seconds.
Greetings, I'm Sophia, a social media manager for a small fashion brand in NYC. I'm trying to streamline our social media strategy, and I'm looking for the best way to set up a calendar for our posts. Oh, and I'm also wondering about this for myself, since, naturally, I have a side hustle too. What are some effective methods or tools for organizing and scheduling social media content to ensure consistent and timely postings across different platforms?
Hey, Sophia, thanks for being out there. Going to give you and our other listeners a bunch of recommendations here. So I'm going to go quickly, but I'll also do a little recap at the end. So first of all, you know, there are so many tools and apps you can use. I always encourage you to keep it simple. Sometimes it's helpful to invest in things, but that also tends to lead to overwhelm when you're like, oh, I've got all these different tools. So you can keep it really simple. Use Google Calendar. Right? Use Google Calendar, color code different types of posts, and set reminders for posting times, or any other calendar app for that matter. Trello is a great tool for visual organization. You can create boards for different social platforms, lists for weeks or months, and cards for individual posts. Notion and some other project management-like tools can basically do the same thing in different ways. Now, if you do want to go for a dedicated social media management tool, some of those as well. Hootsuite and Buffer. Those are two of the big ones. Later as well. So Hootsuite, Buffer, Later. I think Later is just later.com. Hootsuite, Buffer. You can find those pretty easily. These platforms allow you to schedule posts, monitor engagement, track analytics across multiple social channels. So these definitely have a lot more features than just using something like a calendar app or a project management app. And then the scheduling is especially helpful because then you just like prep the post and it just goes out automatically. And some people say that the engagement is not always as good when you do that, that the platform kind of penalizes people who use scheduling tools. My understanding is it's totally fine to use these tools. There is no penalty. Just make sure you don't abandon the platform. Like, you want to make sure you check back on these posts in case there are comments you might want to respond to and such. That's what tends to result in engagement declining if it seems like nobody's actually around. So those things are really helpful. Canva can also be great for creating graphics and social media-friendly images, lots of specific templates. They are just getting better and better. They've been a sponsor of the podcast before, I should note that, but I do use them as a customer, so really helpful. And then there's other stuff too. Like, I actually had a list of 8 or 9 other things, but I don't want to overwhelm you. I want to give you some simple recommendations, listeners. So Hootsuite, Buffer, Later, great things to check out. Canva is great as well. And then as mentioned at the top, Google Calendar, Trello, Notion. So any of these tools can help. Just make sure that the tools are serving your needs instead of you serving the tools or like spending all your time learning about the tools or adjusting what you do in response to the tools. The tools need to be there to serve you. Listeners, let me know what you think. If there's a resource you like that I should tell people about, let me know that as well. SideHustleSchool.com. You can send a question. There's resources, show notes for every episode. New episodes coming out tomorrow and every single day. Thanks for listening today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From from the Onward Project.